Welcome to the Trinity Reformed Church podcast. To find out more, check out our website at trinityreformedkirk.com. That's trinityreformedkirk.com.
Fifty Characteristics of Pseudo-Prophets. What follows are 50 characteristics of false prophets. These characteristics are derived from over 75 scripture references. If you'd like to see these scripture references, you can consult the written article, which is found at trinityreformedkirk.com. Number 1. False prophets speak super-spiritual language to deceive and manipulate people. Number 2. False prophets promise peace when it suits their interest and war when it suits their interest. Number 3. False prophets oblige people with positive sentiments. Such feel-good messages tell lies by telling the truth, confirming that plausible lies do exist. This is just one of their disgraceful, underhanded ways of cunning. Number 4. False prophets neglect the weightier matters of Scripture. Number 5. False prophets dress in sheep's clothing to hide the fact that they are wolves. This is the same pattern of Satan, that vulgar impostor, who disguises himself as an angel of light. Number 6. False prophets specialize in smooth talk and flattery to deceive the naive. Number 7. False prophets speak falsehoods, catering to the outer man to delude the inner man. Number 8. False prophets do not blush when they commit abominations. Number 9. False prophets foppishly do all their deeds to be seen by others. Number 10. False prophets lead people to worship idols rather than worship Christ. Number 11. False prophets are filthy dreamers, prattling about new revelations from God with no more notes in their song than the Midwestern Dick Sissel bird. Number 12. False prophets defile the flesh and regularly commit corporal sins. Number 13. False prophets obstreperously reject authority within God's hierarchy. This includes the rejection of the authority of Scripture, the church, and the glorious one spoken of in Jude 8. Number 14. False prophets speak evil of those things which they know not, thus restraining knowledge to the province of their beastly will. Number 15. False prophets follow the sin of Cain and elevate their ideas above God's ideas. Number 16. False prophets are like Balaam and obstruct the narrow path. Number 17. False prophets are like Korah and revolt against God's precepts. Number 18. False prophets are spots in your feasts of charity, meaning they corrupt the good works of the church by their fidelity to howling deceptions. Number 19. False prophets feast with you. That is, they eat at the Lord's table like everyone else, blending in and acting normal while they harden their heart. Number 20. False prophets feed themselves without fear, rather than feed the flock. In other words, they serve themselves rather than the church. Number 21. False prophets are clouds without rain, promising to nourish the crop, but only blowing hard without a drop of rain. Number 22. False prophets are carried about of winds, blown and tossed like immature ragweed, frequently changing their opinions without firm foundations. Number 23. False prophets are like late autumn trees without fruit, which means you can't just evaluate the content of their teaching, you must also evaluate the fruit of their teaching. If a teacher is twice dead and pulled up at the root, then run away. Number 24. False prophets are like raging waves of the sea, foaming out their own shame. That is, just like a great sea storm stirs up the water and brings all the sediments to the top, so too do the false prophets create waves that stir up moral filth. Number 25. False prophets are like wandering stars to whom is reserved the blackness of darkness forever. Just like a shooting star passes quickly and disappears into the night, so too are false prophets destined for darkness? Number 26, false prophets are murmurers who gripe about God rather than serving and stewarding the divine gifts. 27, false prophets are complainers who can't contain the discontentment in their hearts. 28, false prophets walk after their own lusts, failing to exercise self-control over their desires. 29, false prophets speaketh great swelling words of self-congratulation and vainglorious exaggeration. Number 30, false prophets show favoritism to gain advantage, exploiting people as pawns in their game. Number 31, false prophets, in wonderful irony, eventually fall on the slippery path they devise. Number 32, false prophets develop heavy burdens for people to follow. Number 33, false prophets are numerous, as are their followers. Number 34, false prophets reject the miracles of piety, preferring to arise and perform signs and wonders to lead astray, if possible, the elect. Number 35, false prophets teach for shameful gain. Number 36, false prophets dismiss the Apostle Paul and say his teaching doesn't matter. Number 37, false prophets do not confess that Jesus is from God, but they pretend to have apostolic authority. Number 38, false prophets tamper with God's word and bring in damnable heresies that contradict the faith once for all delivered to the saints. Number 39, false prophets deny that the Lord that bought them. They not only impose false Christology on the imagination, but fail to submit to the lordship of Christ. Number 40, false prophets gather fervent followers because lots of people have itching ears. Number 41, false prophets continue living as rancorous prodigies of sacrilege even when they see other false prophets judged. Number 42, false prophets promise a system of freedom, but give a system of slavery. These promises are often framed with lofty rhetoric. Number 43, false prophets may have walked rightly for a time before turning to the gloom of utter darkness. Number 44, false prophets tend toward adultery. Number 45, false prophets love the stage and being seen by people. Number 46, false prophets accompany the beast and are used by rulers to destroy the house of God. Number 47, false prophets deal falsely and incite people to hide from God. Number 48, false prophets provoke people to persevere in evil doing. Number 49, false prophets don't perform the works they ask others to perform. And number 50, false prophets will eat the bitter food and drink the poisoned water God has prepared for them.
Thanks for listening. To find out more, check out our website at trinityreformedkirk.com. That's trinityreformedkirk.com.